Is anyone else just constantly worrying? I feel like it can't just be me, but I feel like worry should be my middle name. But I have recently discovered Cover My Bubble. Cover My Bubble are a family insurance company who started their business in memory of their daughter. When Lilybeth passed away, they didn't have any insurance and lost Emma's income into the family, which was very difficult. They are here to help families with affordable insurances such as life, critical illness, income protection, children's cover and bump cover. Yep, children can be covered too. Now Emma loves a question, so why not reach out to her at Cover My Bubble and let her help you. Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Tits, Tums and All Things Mum. I am your host, Lottie, and I am here to normalise normal parenthood and to show everyone that really, we're all just winging it. Join me and my amazing guests to make sense of the chaos and work through motherhood together. Welcome back to Tits, Tums and All Things Mum. I'm here with the lovely Amy today. Hello, Amy.
Hello, hello. I wondered if that was pre-recorded. I'm like, oh, you've just done it.
No, I've just done it in front of you. Like, you've just heard the intro. No, it's new every single time. So there you go. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's so funny when I have a listener on the podcast because, like, you've, like, heard all the stuff that I've said before.
Oh,
but I love it. Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. But you okay? We've just had, I'm a little bit late to join you because we've had a difficult bedtime, but I feel like that is motherhood, really. You just got to expect these things and... I need to actually move my podcast later than 8 o'clock because this is not happening anymore.
We've made it though, we're here. To be fair, as two mums, to be on at like 8:05, I think credit where credit's due. I'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad at all. I've completely forgotten podcasts in the past where I've just had such a crazy day with the kids. And then I'm like, shit, got to get the podcast. So yeah, we made it. It's 8:05. So we're doing all right.
We're doing good.
Yeah. So do you want to start by telling us a little bit about you?
Yeah. So I'm Amy. My surname is Chris and my initial is A. Chris. That is like, do you know, the worst thing about it is my post gets delivered as A. Chris and I always thought like, oh my God, that's awful. And then it only dawned on me until like, I've named my daughter Adelie. I've literally done the same to her. And you know, when you're like, oh my God, why have I actually done that? I used to complain about that all the time. But you know, when you're just like in love with the name and I've stitched her up as well.
It's a beautiful name, but yeah, you've birthed a Chris.
I have birthed a Chris. Yeah, two Crisps in fact. I've got Colby, who will be fine.
Yeah, but he's C Crisp, so it's not
he's
so bad.
C Crisp. Yeah. Oh, it was funny when it came to naming. Yeah, I liked the name Jude, and I was like, it sounds like Jude Crisp. Like, how are we gonna ever name our kids? Yeah,
I love that.
Jude Crisp. Like, I can give you some
Etta.
More. Like,
oh my God. If you have another kid, please call her Etta.
It'll be Adelie and Etta Crisp.
Etta Crisp. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so I've got two.
That's
children.
Almost as bad as Master Bates, isn't it?
Oh God, I know. Yeah, there's loads of those. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? But yeah. Colby and Adelie, 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, they are polar opposites, chalk and cheese. Mm-hmm. Colby was born at 33 weeks, so he was like prem, and then Adelie went to term. She was like my normal baby. Normal baby. Whoop. First like red flag of the podcast. Oops. Can't say the word normal. But yeah, they're chalk and cheese. Colby is like textbook. Like, if I ask him to do something, 9 times out of 10, he'll do it. Adelie, if I ask her to do something 1 time, then she'll do it. They're just,
Yeah. Oh. You've got the same ages as my two, but the other way around.
Yeah.
So my girl's first and my boy was second. And they're chalk and cheese as well.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, I always think, like, how if they come from, like, the same two parents and they're just...
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't be more different.
No. Yeah, the same with my two as well. Like, it's wild. Although... with them at the moment, I think that I can't tell which version I'm going to get of each child each day. I'm like, I've got whiplash from their emotions and their tantrums right now. I'm like, what is going on? So I'm just going to take each day as it comes and just see which version we're getting.
Yeah, and hope for the best.
Today has been an interesting day with their emotions and their tantrums. So hoping for a better one tomorrow.
Bad days build better days. That's what I tell myself on a bad day.
Yeah, that's true. What was going on with your guys yesterday?
Oh, God, Adelie. So, to be fair, Cobby was actually fine yesterday. I threw him under the bus there. He was fine. But Adelie, she's just, like, she's only two, so I feel bad. Like, just that I know, like, she doesn't understand yet, but I took her to a little dance class, and she just, like, she just goes around, like, pushing the other children, like, hitting them. And, like, I could understand it more if it's provoked. But, like, sometimes she just does it, and then she reacts like, you know, when you're in a room full of people, and like, I'm quite good at not feeling judged, but like sometimes you know when you just feel judged, you can't help it, you can't put your feelings to one side. And like, she was on one, and she'd been a nightmare, and I felt like I had to sort of like comment on the thing she was doing, but me giving her the attention and commenting on what she was doing was then making it worse. But because like, I just felt like I had to say something, and then it just all got worse. And then I got home and was like, it's a bedtime. It's one of those. But yeah, they've been fine today, actually. We had a very plain sailing day, I'd say. The roller coaster that is motherhood.
Yeah. I had one of those days the other day. So Bailey got moved to a different swimming class. So we were with the same people from when he was 3 months old. And then he got moved to a different group who had all been together since they were 3 months old. So they were all like very clicky.
Yeah.
They're bezzy mates. They meet up outside of swimming. They're all yummy mummies that do baby-led weaning. And like, they're all, you know. And like, I walked in and they were like talking to each other about, oh, this class was already so busy as it is, and now they've added more people to it.
No.
And I was like, oh. And it was just me. I was the only addition.
Yeah, so that's like, so awkward.
And then Bailey, we came from a class of only 3 kids to a class of 7.
Oh, that's
he
a
doesn't
big
deal
jump.
With loud noises well. He doesn't deal with a lot of people well. So all of his emotions came out, and he was kicking off, having tantrums in the pool, not doing what he was supposed to be doing, hitting me, biting me. And then we went into the changing rooms, and nearly all of these mums tried to squeeze into one changing room, leaving me on my own in the other one. But one of them then came into me and was like trying to make small talk. I could tell she didn't really want to be there. She wanted to be with her like yummy mummy friends. But she came in and she was chatting, and Bailey was grumpy, and he looked at her kid and he went, "Don't you look at me. I don't want to see your face." And I was like, excellent. They already hate me, and now like all of this
I love
is going
that
on
about
as well.
Kids though. They just say like whatever comes to mind, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
And even Colby, like he's nearly 5, and he sometimes still does it. Like he'll say, like, so, you know, you go to like birthday parties, and like he said to me the other day, like, why is there no party bags? And you know when you're like, they get to an age where it becomes like less cute when they say things like this. And thankfully there were party bags at the end, but you know when you're just like, shut up, can you not?
Yeah, like Bailey on his birthday, which was a few weeks ago, like he'd open one present and then he'd be like, where's the rest? Can I have more? And I'm like, oh, shut up. But he was only turning 3, so like, could let him off. But I hope he doesn't do that forever. But yeah, I wanted the ground to swallow me up that day, because I was like, God. And now I'm dreading going back to swimming, because I'm like, I'm like the outcast.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll be all right.
It'll be absolutely
and I'm hoping
fine.
Bailey will just shut up. Oh my God. Speaking of like mum life and all of that, today's episode is a spilling the tea episode, and we have got some confessions from my audience. Some of them are motherhood related, some of them are kind of loosely motherhood related. All of them are fucking hilarious. So let's go straight in, and I just want to point out, I always do keep these anonymous unless you tell me otherwise, because I think some people have been worried to submit them in case I revealed names.
I'm just like a owner of everything. I'm like, do you know what? This happened. That's life.
Yeah, it happened. Yeah, exactly.
It depends how bad
it is. Before we start, have you got any confessions?
Oh my God, I actually have. So yeah, me and my hubby, 2 weekends ago, went on a night away. So we went in like a really nice hotel. So I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll take my sexy outfits, you know, like weekend away, no kids. And so, yeah.
You actually do those things?
I know,
like,
do you know?
When I think of a weekend away, I'm like, yes, a lay-in, an early night, reading my book in peace. The last thing on my mind is like sex and dressing
we
up.
We are quite the opposite. Oh God, we are. we love a little bit of the... hanky panky, as you would say.
Please don't tell my husband that. Please, please.
My lips are sealed. So yeah, pulled out all the stops, like took everything with us, and then I was like unpacking when I got home, and I thought, my lace body, like, where has this gone? I knew I'd left it, and then Michael was like, "Have you seen my toothbrush?" And I was like, "No." So he phoned the hotel, and was like, "Like, have I left my toothbrush?" And apparently they was on the phone and was like, "Yes," and there's also some underwear. Why did they keep that? I'm like, is that really good customer service, or is that just weird? Like, I'm still unsure.
They probably have to, though, don't they?
That is true. But then the worst part about it is it comes back in like a little like nappy sack.
Oh my God.
In a parcel with the toothbrush. I was like, this is just like the weirdest thing ever. So that is. I mean, I've probably got a million and one more, but I'll save them for another day. That's the latest thing that's
that is so funny.
Only us.
And you are a better wife than me, because honestly, I'm like, oh, do I have to? Oh, fine, I'll just bring like at least a matching bra and knickers, like that'll do. And then I'm like, go on, make it quick then, because I want to get an early night.
Get to 9 o'clock. Right, come on.
Come on then, hurry up. Just a quickie. Honestly. Right, the first one. It's a bit of a long one.
Right,
so don't judge. Seriously, I'm a bad human being. We started off well here. I work in a small office. There's 3 other women and 2 men. I fancy the pants off of one of the men in the office. I'm a single mum, but he's married, so nothing would ever happen. Nevertheless, I didn't want him to think badly of me. I really needed a poo one day. I've never pooed at work ever, but I was writhing around in my desk chair and just needed to go. I slid my mini perfume up my sleeve and in I went. By the way, there's only one toilet at work. I did the deed, but the reason for my writhing was that I was about to birth the mother of all poos. Out it came like King Kong's finger and created a almost hammock across the bowl of the toilet, barely touching the water. Of course it wouldn't flush. I panicked. I didn't want to keep flushing the loo, as it's obvious, and there was no toilet brush to force it down. I rolled up some loo roll.
No.
And yep, I grabbed it.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
I grabbed it in my hand.
No.
I wrapped it up like a little poo parcel.
Where's it going to go from here? Like, where is the poo going?
I threw it out the window near to where the bins are. I then made an excuse shortly after to empty my desk bin, and I put it in the bin. I am the worst human being.
Oh my God, you know, that's thinking outside the box, like, fair play.
I don't even know if I'd have the, like, forward thinking to be like, yeah. No, but she fancies the man in the office.
If I
was at work, I would just own it, because there is no fancying going on there whatsoever. We're mostly women at work, so I'd be like, guys, I took a shit, it won't flush, I've broken the toilet.
Oh no.
But yeah, if you find someone in the office.
I've got a vision of like this hanging poo like across the, you know, that where the water is just like across
the like a poop hammock.
That's what, like,
how would you even go about picking a poo up?
Because
surely as she went to pick it up, it broke. And then what? Like, what? Are you just scooping poop out or what?
I can't believe that. Oh, that sounds like so something funny. One of my friends would do, to be fair.
Yeah. How lucky is she that there was a window, though?
Because
my work toilets don't have windows.
That's quite rare, isn't it, to be fair?
Yeah.
A window. safe yeah, by the window, exactly. Well and truly.
I just, yeah. Otherwise, what would you do with the poo? Where would the poo go? You'd have to, like, break it in half and make it go down.
Put it in your handbag. Like, where's it going to go?
Oh, gross. You'd have to, like, put it in your bag and then, like, go somewhere to expose of it. Because you couldn't just leave it in the office. People would be like, what is that smell? Oh, my God. That is hilarious, though. And I don't think she's a bad human being. I think she's just, like, saving her ass.
Yeah, no pun intended there.
Literally saving her ass. Oh, God. That is so funny. Right. I got a video for the next one, but I'm going to read out what she said anyway. I am terrified of birds. A couple of days ago, a starling got into my log burner. I was waiting for my partner to get home because there was no way I was going to get it out. When he got home, the bird had disappeared, so we assumed it had managed to go back up the chimney. I sent him out to get Chinese for dinner, and of course, the bird appears in the log burner. My 9 and 4-year-old girls were looking at it through the glass. Next thing we know, it's pulled the side glass panel out and poked its head out through proper, here's Johnny style. I screamed and ran to the stairs, leaving my children behind. My 4-year-old started crying, so I was stood on the stairs screaming at my kids, just come here, just come here. We then all shut ourselves in my eldest daughter's room until my partner got home and got the bird out. Bad mum moment for leaving the kids as I screamed and ran away.
Do you know, that would be me. I don't do birds. They're one of the things.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Yeah.
No, oh. I don't do birds. You know, like when you go to like the zoos and there's like, like the rooms where the birds, no.
Oh, like the aviaries. Yeah.
That's it. I couldn't think of the word.
Oh, no, I don't do the birds.
I would also be the same as this person. I would be, sorry, like, kids. Ben, please, Adelie, to be fair, she'd be like, Addie, get it. Yeah, she'd sort that out. Aww, yeah, I'd be so ditching cute. The kids too.
Would you? I remember when I was quite young, I must have been about 8 or something, a bat got into our house. Oh, and rather than my dad coming to the rescue, he grabbed me and my brother and locked us all in the bathroom and let my mum deal with it. I was like, what the hell? Aren't you meant to be the brave one and like go and save the day? But no, he didn't. Locked us in the bathroom. Maybe that's why they got a divorce.
Yeah. Thinking back to it.
That game. But yeah, like that is so funny. Like, I don't have any fears of like animals or anything like that. Or spiders.
I don't love spiders, but like, yeah. I could put a glass on it and get it out, but a bird, oh my God, no. Yeah. No.
Oh, having said that, my fear is the ocean, like what lies beneath the ocean.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whales. Ooh, yeah, I don't
Michael's
know, all
like
the things
that.
Under there.
He hates the sea. We once went on a boat trip when we went on holiday to Turkey, and I was like, oh, this is cute, like we're in the middle of the ocean, and he failed to tell me that he was like really scared, and I kept like touching his leg with my toe and it was freaking him out. All of a sudden I turned around and he's like stormed off, like swimming back onto the boat, and I was in the middle of the sea like, what is wrong with him? Like, he didn't even say anything. He just like literally like upped and left, went back onto the boat, and he was like, I don't like the sea and you were really creeping me out, so I just walked off. I was like, all right, thanks for the communication. He was like, I didn't want to make a thing, so I just left. But yeah, it was my toe apparently kept thinking it was like a shark or something.
Yeah, to be fair, mine has come from like a genuine like thing that happened when we were younger. We were in Turkey, actually.
Classic.
We'd gone out on a boat trip, and we were there with like my whole family. The boat trip had pulled into like a little bay and we'd got out into the sea, and I was in my little rubber ring with the 2 feet holes in it, and I was just there, and then all of a sudden everyone looks down and sees a shadow under the water.
Oh.
And they all swim back in towards the boat, and my mum was there with 2 of us, so she went and took my brother in first because he's the favourite, of course. And then left me out there, and I was there like, ah, what is this underneath me? She came back for me, but it's just stuck with me ever since.
Do you think it was a shark?
I've been, we don't know what it was. It could have been a whale, like a shark.
Yeah.
Who knows? It was just a big shadow quite deep down. God. So it wasn't like near us, but it was massive.
Like big enough to see.
Yeah. Since then, I have scuba dived, I've snorkeled, I've swum with manta rays and sharks and everything, trying to like get rid of this fear. And the fear is gone as long as I can see everything. If it's murky water, I don't like it. I can't do lakes or anything like that, because like, you can't see what's under there. But yeah, there's some scary shit under the sea.
Oh, I know. You're brave. I don't think I could do that. I mean, I don't know. If someone was going to pay me to do it, maybe I'd do it. But not voluntarily. I mean,
when I went scuba diving, the second time I went was terrifying, because they took us out to the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, and we went under the water, and they fed this barracuda. Barracudas are very like dangerous fish. They're massive fish. They're like sharks. They have very sharp teeth. And they fed this barracuda off their boat for like many, many years. They called him Barry, the barracuda. And anyway, he was used to meeting them at this same spot. So as I went under the water as a second time scuba diver that was very anxious, a control freak and had a fear of the ocean, I went under, opened my eyes, and there's this fucking massive barracuda there with its teeth. And I was like, I screamed into my thing, and all these bubbles came up in my face because I was screaming into my thing. And I was like, I can't see what's going on, and there's a barracuda. So yeah, I shit myself, and that's why I've never done it ever since.
Well, at least your shit would have like flown away in the ocean. No throwing out the window.
Sat in my wetsuit. It would have sat in my wetsuit with me and kept me warm. Oh my God. Yeah. So I don't like the sea anymore. So yeah. But yeah, I fully get it with your fear of birds. And I don't think this person's a bad mum for abandoning her kids. If she's got a fear of birds, she's got a fear of birds.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
I would have been exactly the same.
Yeah, same. I was getting my daughter's hair cut the other day. I was making small talk with the hairdresser and she asked me what I did for a living. I told her I'm a stay-at-home mum and then said, "You?" She looked at me confused. I mirrored her confused look as I had no idea why she was confused. She then replied, "I'm a hairdresser." I nodded as if to say, "Oh, cool." Then, shortly after, I realised what had happened. I was at the hairdresser's and she was my daughter's hairdresser. Lack of sleep is killing me.
That is hilarious. Do you know, that actually reminds me of something I did at Christmas time. So we hosted my husband's family at Christmas this year, and my sister-in-law is a veggie. And we were on the train to London and we were just chatting away, and I was like, oh no, like I'm not going to be able to put bacon on the turkey this year. And everyone was like, she ain't going to eat the turkey. In my head, I was like, she can't have the bacon.
I couldn't click then. I didn't even click at why you were saying that then. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, there we go. See, it wasn't that silly a thing to say. And they were like, I was like, what do you mean? It was like, she's not going to eat the turkey. Like, you can put the bacon on it.
Oh god.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think that was a genuine mistake, because I didn't click either. I was like, you probably saw the confusion in my face, like, what?
I did. I was like, about? Is the penny dropping? Is it gonna drop?
No, the penny didn't drop. Oh dear.
That's so funny. Loads though. It's just,
yeah.
As she was cutting her daughter's hair.
Yeah. I think as mums, though, you have so much going on in your brain.
I know.
When you're trying to make small talk with a hairdresser, your brain is probably actually not saying, even there. All right, so once I've finished at this hairdresser's, what have I got to do? Like, what's for dinner? So she's probably not even there. And she's just like, oh, yeah. You just trying to be polite. Like, sometimes, and then she's like,
I think we all answer in default sometimes as well, don't we? Like, if someone says, like, or if I say, how are you? We're like, yeah, I'm all right. Right. Thanks. And we're like, oh, good. And you okay? I'm good. I've just asked you. I think it's
I know. I know. It's so funny. I know. Me too. All the time. Like, I just don't think before I speak. Mm. And then I say it and I'm like, oh, shit. Should have thought before that one. So, yeah. Fully get it. Right. This confession is bad. Please keep it anonymous. I remember reading this one. Please keep it anonymous and don't judge me. I fancy the pants off of one of my husband's friends. I would never ever do anything ever. He's married too, but he's my eye candy when they meet up.
Sometimes I even suggest that they bring me along so that I can oogle ogle some more. Oh my god, that's so funny.
That is funny. Oh,
imagine that. Imagine that though. Like you're out with your husband. Did he say he's married too?
Yeah, he's married.
He's married too. So you're out. Imagine you're out like as a double dating. And you're there just boggling, swooning over the other friend.
Oh my god. I mean,
you've got to have a bit of eye candy in your life, haven't you? But yeah, your husband's best friend, maybe a little bit close to home, but
I'm too worried about like sleep talking or something. Like, what if you're like, oh my god, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because I actually do sleep talk. So
have you ever had one of those apps where it records your sleep talking?
No, but God. I don't need one because Alec tells me the next day what I've said anyway.
Oh, you need to do that for our entertainment though. You need to get one.
Yeah.
So we can
He said last night, so I watched this program called Your Home Made Perfect, which is basically they like reconfigure homes that are weird layouts and stuff and completely renovate them. I'm addicted to it because my house needs it definitely. But I was watching it and then it obviously stuck in my brain because when I was asleep I woke Alec up and I was like, wake up, are we gonna do it then? And he was like,
I bet he was like, what? Oh, hang on,
am I getting lucky? But no, what I actually said was, are we gonna do it? Are we going to knock this wall down then and then make it all into one room? And he was like, what? What are you talking about? Are you dreaming? I was like, no, I'm not dreaming. And I get really cross with him for not understanding what I'm saying. I'm like, can you just listen to me? I want to know if you want to knock this wall down or not. He's like, just go back to sleep, for God's sake.
That's
but
so
yeah, he
funny.
Told me about that this morning.
I bet he was so disappointed.
I know.
His ears pricked up and then he thought, oh, fuck's sake, off she goes again.
Yeah, and then I bet he was wide awake for ages because he'd woken up with like a bang, not a literal bang because he didn't get a bang, but yeah, a little bit of a bang because he thought he was going to get lucky, but... he didn't.
Save it for Valentine's Day.
If he's lucky. Oh, God. Honestly, the poor bloke. But yeah, I sleep talk all the time, so I could not be fancying any of his friends. The most he's going to get out of me is a bit of Zac Efron chats at night. Because he was until he broke his face. Man crush.
I feel like we've grown up with Zac Efron though, haven't we? I feel like we've just gone from teenagers to adults with
Zac Efron. He's like grown with us, hasn't he, to our tastes. He had his like Justin Bieber day back in High School Musical, then got a bit of like muscle and facial hair and, you know, grew up. But then he's doing that film now, isn't he, where he's like got a bowl cut and he's got like a big face.
And at that point you're done with Zac Efron.
I'm like, I don't know, could he still be a paper bag job? Who knows? Oh god, honestly, we need to find a new one that can grow with us and just like age like beautifully into like greys, you know, like George Clooney did for our parents.
Yeah,
you know,
like David Beckham.
Yeah, maybe he's one. Yeah, because he's aging gracefully, isn't he?
He is, actually. So,
yeah. I'll have to have a think about who my next one's going to be. For my, have you seen Friends, the like little card? Like, it's laminated.
Do you know, I am the worst person ever. Everyone says this to me all the time. What? I have never
Don't tell
watched
you
Friends.
Haven't.
I know. I know. Everybody whenever I say, and it's my sense of humour as well, but it's just, I need to get to like a stage where every night I just put Friends on. I've been saying this for like 3 years. Everyone always quotes it to me. It's like, yeah, you know Friends. I'm like, do I just like nod and laugh, or like, do I compare?
I don't even assume that people haven't seen it now. So I quote it. I'm like, yeah, they'll know what I'm talking about. I don't think I've ever met anyone. Do I confess?
Or am I just going to go, hey, yeah?
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever met anyone that hasn't watched Friends, ever.
I know.
I have watched every episode. Like, I'm unfollowing you. I've watched every episode, like, hundreds of times because it became my, like, comfort telly.
Yeah.
You know, like, when you just need something on in the background.
Like an easy watch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it became. So I could literally quote it all for you. Not that you'd know what I'm talking about, but yeah.
You could make it up.
You need to watch it.
I know, I do.
And then message me and let me know what you think, because it's amazing. I love it so much. But anyway, in it, Ross and Rachel. Wait, is it Ross and Rachel? Yeah. Yeah, it's Ross and Rachel.
You're asking the wrong person here. I'll just say, yeah.
Yeah, it's Ross and Rachel. They have like cards that they write five celebrities that they're allowed to sleep with if they are able to get the celebrity to sleep with them. And Ross comes across a celebrity that was once on his card but got booted off by someone else. And he's like, I can sleep with her now. I can sleep with her now. And then Rachel looks at his card and is like, but she's not on your list. And he's like, she was. This is just a temporary one. And she's like, but it's laminated. So, yeah, that's the story. So I'm wondering if Zac Efron's getting the boot off my list or whether he can stay for the time being. I'll have to think about the list. Anywho, next one. Where am I? Oh, this is a sad one.
Oh.
My confession is that I'm not enjoying motherhood right now, and sometimes I wish I could have my old life back. I miss being myself. I miss my slim body. I miss sleep. I miss having good sex, not careful sex, and I just miss it all. Mm. I get you. I feel you.
I think that's quite normal, though, isn't it? Because when you all of a sudden like get given a child, like you're actually looking after a life, and it's bizarre that you're... like they're your responsibility, like your life like changes in a click, doesn't it, like when you become a mum. So like I don't think, you know, she's on her own in feeling that way. I think a lot of people go through, like, even you know, it is just, it's such a roller coaster, isn't it, of emotions, of how you're feeling. And it's horrible, isn't it, when you're in like one of those low periods. And
it doesn't say how old her little one is, but I think if they are still quite young, all I can say is that it does get easier. And I hated that when people used to say that to me when I was in like the depths of, you know, feeling a bit low about motherhood. People would be like, oh, it does get easier. And it's like, okay, but what about right now?
Yeah.
I don't want to wait for it to get easier. But I think as long as you know there's like a light at the end of the tunnel, because as they get that little bit older, you start to get bits of yourself back.
Oh, 100%.
She's saying, I miss being myself. So you start getting bits of yourself back. You start being able to spend time with your friends, do things that you enjoy. You say, I miss my slim body. You start to be able to go back to the gym or go running or whatever you enjoy to do. I miss sleep. Again, that gets easier as well. But yeah, I mean, it depends on your children, I guess. But yeah, it definitely does get easier.
It does get easier. And I think as well, like maybe just try and find, like, even if it's like half an hour a day, just take like some, even if you go for like a walk, listen to a podcast or listen to some music or something, like try and take like a bit, like a little bit of you time, like every single day, like even if it's just half an hour. Just, or even if it's like a bath, reading a book, like whatever it is, just so you can like cling on to like a little bit of you. And, you know, you will get back to, you know, feeling a little bit better, hopefully. But just try and take a bit of time for yourself, I would say to that. I know it's hard and you feel guilty, but you shouldn't, because it's, you know, the happier you are, the better mum you can be. This is really silly, but I've started the gym at the moment and I've got a note on my phone writing down like how good I feel, because I know in the hike a couple of weeks I'll probably hit a point where I'll start flagging. And one of the things I've actually written is I feel like I'm a better mum, like for going, because I've had that bit of like me time where I'm doing something for me, and I don't know, I just feel like I'm a better mum for doing something for me, if that makes sense. But yeah, do try and find some time for yourself, I think. That is important, as hard as it feels.
Yeah, and just, I guess, be kind to yourself as well. Because I know if you're feeling this way, you're probably feeling quite guilty about feeling this way. But it's completely normal to feel this way. Like, I think we've probably all been there. I know 100% I've been there. And some days I'm kind of still there. Like the days when it's really, really hard, even though mine are that little bit older now, I do sometimes think, oh, I just wish I could, you know, do this, like just be able to just get up and go to the gym whenever I want to, not having to wait for my husband to be around. Or I do miss having a good sex life as well, because that just goes out the window as well. So I fully get you, and we've all been there.
One thing my husband and I do actually, which I think is quite good, like to try and like reignite like a little bit of a spark, we have like an at-home date night every month. So we'll always like pick like a nice meal to cook, like have some wine and stuff like that. I think things like that can like help as well. But then obviously if it's a newborn baby or whatever, like things like that are more difficult. It just, again, depends like how old kids are and stuff like that. But
definitely. Oh, we do at-home date nights as well. We have you heard of the Action Challenge?
Yeah.
Adventure Challenge books. We've got the couples one.
Oh,
and
love
for those
that.
Who don't know what it is, it's really good. It's basically like a book with activities that you scratch off with a penny, and you do the activities. And the couples one is like a bit saucy. It's got some like naughty bits in there. And you just do one of them once a month, and it kind of reignites that flame. Like one of them was, we had to bake a cake naked, so that was good
I
fun.
Love that.
We were like lobbing flour at each other, but yeah, that was really fun. And we just do one of them once a month, and it not only reignites like the passionate side and like the naughty side, but it reignites the fun as well, which I think is, you lose the fun in being parents. You just become parents, and sometimes you just need to do the fun things to kind of bring that back. Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I'm saying it quietly now because Alex in the other room. But next week is his birthday, and I have a really exciting day planned. Ooh. We're going to do, like, it's called Gripped, and it's like an aerial course where you're hooked on with, you know, like a harness and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And you've got to climb through it and like zip lines and stuff.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Then we're going
to
like a really quirky afternoon tea, and then we're going to the theatre, and then we're staying in a nice hotel.
Oh, how nice is that?
Yeah, just little things like that. And that is really hard to do because you have to get childcare. But just thinking about the kind of things that you as a couple did before, like we were very active. We loved things like climbing things and, you know, I don't know, how physical things.
Yeah,
I
like
guess.
Activities. Yeah.
Yeah, activities. If that was who you were before you had kids, where possible, try and get those things like
definitely
back in your life again. So like if you are a creative couple, maybe try and do like at home painting classes or something. You don't have to go out and do it.
Definitely.
It's tough though. I really feel for you. I really do.
Yeah.
Because I remember you kind of feel as though there's no end to that phase, don't you?
Yeah, I think just to know that you're not on your own and those feelings are totally normal is,
And reach out as well to other mums who are maybe feeling the same or have felt the same, have been there. Because I think a big part of getting over these feelings is knowing that there is people that have been there and have come through the other
definitely.
Side.
Definitely, yeah. I echo that as well.
Yeah, yeah. But sending love, and my inbox is always open, and I'm sure, Amy, you'll say the same.
Always.
If you want a message, just message us and we're always happy to chat. Okay, next one. I once pissed in a sink at work. Great start. I work in an office space for co-working. I didn't want to chat to anyone and wanted to get on with my work in peace on this particular day. You can choose a private office or the open space in the middle. Most of the women natter while they work on their laptops. To go to the loo, you have to go out into the open area. I didn't want to do that as I didn't want them to know that I was there, but I was busting for a wee. In the offices, there's a sink with a kettle and stuff. I just stood on my chair, squatted over the sink and pissed.
I love that. I'll go for a wee anywhere. I was always that, but like, if I am out with the kids, like, if there's a tree and I need a wee, like, I'm gonna go.
I know.
Same. I love that.
I know. We're definitely a bush wee family over here.
Yeah.
I think some people like really frown upon it. Like some friends that I've been out with, they're like, you're not going to let her pee in a bush, are you? I'm like, well, she needs a wee.
Yeah.
Like there's a bush. Like it's fine. What's wrong with peeing in a bush?
The worst one ever was when Colby started school. This was actually really bad. I'm cringing that I'm actually admitting this. He just got out of school and he was like, Mummy, I'm really busting for a wee. I'm so busting for a wee. And we'd scooted on the day and I was like, he just went in a bush outside the school. I moved like a little bit further out. And then I was like, you know, when you do something, I think, why have I actually just like let him go outside the school? That was probably not one of my finest moments. But yeah, I've weeded in Colby's potty before, you know, like the carry potties. You know when you're busting.
How do you even fit your bum? You must have such a tiny little bum. Because like, if I sat on it, it would like swallow the whole potty.
I remember it not stop.
It would. It would disappear.
I remember being really busted for a wee. So we ran back to get the carry potty because this was when I was obviously potty training and he wouldn't do a bush wee then. So he went for a wee and I needed a wee as well. But you know when like you hear the sound of someone wee?
Yeah.
I was like, this wee is not staying in. Like, I've got no option. So I went in this little green travel potty and then it kept filling up. I was like, oh my God, why do grown-ups wee so much more than kids? Like, this is a lot of wee.
Oh, there we go.
That's two confessions
already.
There we go.
Oh my God. You're lucky it didn't overflow. Because the lids of them as well, like they go in. So when you closed it, it could have like exploded pee everywhere.
It could have been disastrous, couldn't it?
Oh, I love these pee stories. I had Louise Boyce on my podcast last week and she peed into a nappy. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I haven't personally done that, but I've got friends that have done that.
Yeah. I just didn't know a nappy could hold an adult wee. Otherwise, there is plenty of times I could have thought of where I could have peed in a nappy.
Pop a little pull up on.
Yeah, I've used a shiwi to pee in a bottle before because I had, it was at a festival and it was not even a good festival like Glastonbury. It was Party in the Park.
Yeah.
And I had a shiwi and you know they have like those urinal kind of loos at festivals. They're for the men. They're supposed to be for the men, but you always see women like squatting over them peeing because the queue for the loo for the ladies is too long. Anyway, I didn't want to just whack out a shiwi and just pee into the men's urinals in front of people, and the queue was massively long and I needed a wee so bad that I was actually like, oh my God, can you burst your bladder? Because I feel like that's what's going to happen
right now.
Pop. I know. So I literally went behind the urinals and used my shiwi to pee into a bottle.
I think that's quick like, thinking.
Yeah. I mean, I just had to do it because I was like, I'm not just going to literally whap it out and it's going to look like I'm stood there with a penis in my hand just doing a wee. So I was like single at the time as well. So I was like, there's no way I'm pulling by whapping out a shiwi into a urinal. Could you imagine? Imagine I did pull in that exact moment by bonding over us both pissing into a urinal.
Yeah. Start of a love story.
What a love story. It's no Romeo and Juliet, is it? Oh my God, so funny. Do you have any more confessions for us?
I'm trying to think. I probably have got... Do you know, I have actually got a confession. This is like an old one, but this is one of my, you know, when you've just got a story that you tell all the
time. Oldie but a goldie.
It's actually not even about me, it's about Michael. But this one time, he was at the golf club. This is when Colby was like really young. And he come back and he was really drunk, but he'd only had a couple of beers, but it was a hot day and he swears that he had like a sunstroke, what's with this? And he passed out like on the bathroom floor. And then a couple of hours later, I went to check on him and saw him like butt naked on the floor. And in my peripheral vision, in the toilet, I see that there's a poo. So I was like, what the hell? But no, there's a poo in the toilet, but there's no toilet roll. And then he got up and tried to get back into bed. So I was like, oh my God, like, what do I do? I panicked and I just like punched his bum with baby wipe.
And then, my God.
Do you know what? My friends were like, well, why didn't you just put a pair of boxers on him? And I was like, that would have been so much more sensible. So yeah, I've wiped my husband's Oh, with the baby wipes.
I hope he's like not repaid the favour, but I mean,
next like... day I was like, come on, babe, like, can you just wipe it for me? Like, one for one.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Honestly, sometimes I think we have to parent these man children as well.
I know.
The amount of times I've had to clear up messes after Alec when he's come home drunk. Not poo messes, thankfully.
Yeah, although he did message me.
Yeah, he did message me once when he had a bad belly and he was like, open the front door quickly because I need to run. And I was like, wait, what was going on? I don't understand. I thought he'd been chased by someone or something. And then he sprints through the front door straight into the toilet and I was like, oh, okay.
You just need to poo. I feel like you need to give us a confession.
Oh God, there's so many. I don't even know where to start. What, do we go with a motherhood one or a pre-motherhood crazy one?
Oh, give us a crazy one and then I can like feel like I'm living vicariously through a story that you're gonna tell me.
I used to go out quite a lot when I was younger, hence why I feel like people think that I go out quite a lot still now.
I feel like people think that about me, and I probably do, yeah, to be fair.
I don't think you go out that much from watching your stories. But I love to dance. That's my thing. I love a dance.
We need to know and
how. I know, we do. We should go out. But yeah, I don't even need to drink necessarily. I mean, many of these stories come from drinking, but I don't need to drink. I just love to dance. And anyway, this one night I went out, was having like a really good boogie, was having a dance, was having a drink at the same time, and was probably drinking way too much. And we got outside of the club, and you know when the air just hits you and all of a sudden you're like a million times more drunk than you actually thought you were and attempted to be. So I was sat on a bus stop and was waiting. I don't even know what we were waiting for because I don't know if we were going home or what, but we were sat in a bus stop anyway. I fell over sideways off the chair and my legs went up in the air and my bum was hanging out. I was wearing a little tiny thong because I had a little bottom back then. And everyone saw my thong anyway. But in the town that I'd gone out in, they had what we called street angels. So they were volunteers that wandered the streets looking after vulnerable young women that put themselves in awkward positions, which was me at the time. So anyway, they came over to me and they were like pulling my skirt down and everything and like trying to keep me decent. They got me like a tinfoil blanket thing to wrap me in to keep me warm. And I got the name Tintin from that. So that was my nickname for quite a while after that. But anyway, this woman comes and sits down next to me. I'm wrapped in this tinfoil. She's given me a pair of flip-flops because I can no longer walk. And my thanks to her was to piss. So that she was then sat with me in my piss puddle.
And I bet your knickers were so tiny as well. Like, there's no like.
There's no holding it. There's just a big old piss puddle with me sat in my tinfoil with the street angel in my piss puddle. Yeah. And it's all over these flip flops. And I was like, oh my God. And I was supposed to be getting a taxi home on my own. And she wouldn't let me get in the taxi on my own. So she made me phone my mum. And I was like, no, no, no.
Pissy knickers. Can you pick me up? That's so funny. Yeah,
that was my pre... After that, I decided to cut down on drinking so much. And I have. Like, I go out and I dance and I have a good time, but I don't drink to the level of pissy knickers.
I don't drink to pissy knickers level, but I do have a drink. I remember the first time I went out with my friends after having Adelie. We were out. We just went to, like, a really nice bar, but... Before that, we went to my friend's house and she's like queen drinker. So we had like a bottle of Prosecco each probably before we'd even gone to the bar, stupidly. And then we walked there and then next thing you know, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be sick, Had a glass next to me. Oh. No, it's skillful. I'm not even embarrassed to this day. I was sick in the glass.
What? None of it came out?
No, not a single bit of sick. God. But we didn't get asked to leave. So we did leave. But I was like, that could have gone everywhere. Like, I'm going to pat myself on the head. But
that is so funny.
My aim is very good.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I've been sick in a glass.
No, no. And do you know what? Since becoming a mum, I don't think I've actually got too drunk. You know, like pissy knickers drunk.
Yeah.
I've been drunk, like, to the point where on my hen do, I twerked upside down in a mirror.
I hope you've got video evidence of that.
The video evidence is on my Instagram, actually.
How have I not seen this? I'm going to be scrolling way back now.
Scrolling for the twerking upside down. And yeah, I was the one that got dragged up on stage with Dream Boys because I was just, I was wasted. And they were like, yep, she's game. Let's have her. but I've not got to the point of like being sick or peeing myself. So
I'd love to say I hadn't. I haven't pissed myself.
Yeah.
Maybe a little dribble, but no, I'm joking.
Maybe that's, if anything were going to happen, it would be that, because I mean, I had a good pelvic floor back when I was younger and I still managed to piss myself. So with my lack of pelvic floor now, I can't even, yeah,
there'd be no hope.
There would be no hope. I remember in Tenerife when I went years ago, we were up doing, do you know the song Chichiwa?
Yeah, I know.
I was up on stage doing that, like as adults. There was a group of adults up on stage doing it. We were smashed on sangria and I all of a sudden needed a wee, and then everyone was like pissing themselves laughing, not literally pissing themselves, laughing. And all of a sudden, I could feel the pee coming, and it was going down my leg. And luckily, I managed to get off the stage. But as I walked to the toilet, it just kept going down my leg. But I was just walking to the toilet, and I was like, oh, well, no one knows that I'm doing it.
Like,
there's no stopping it. Like, no one knew it was happening. It was just trickling down my leg. Like, it was fine. And I was okay. Wipe it up. No one knew any difference. So it's not as if I was sat down and it had gone all over me.
Again,
I
had a dress skillful.
On. Yeah.
High
all these
to
skillful
us.
Mishaps. I think we've all done pretty well, to be fair.
I reckon so too.
Yeah. But yeah. I have loved doing these confessions with you.
Oh, it's such a good idea. I love it.
I know. I do love the confession style podcast because some people's confessions are just so, so funny that you almost like cringe a little bit at the thought of it being you.
The poo one has got me. I've got like a toilet sense of humour as well. Like anything to do with like farting or pooing, like I just find it hilarious.
Oh my God.
Adelie, earlier, talking of farting, she's been really windy all afternoon. And like she has been farting all afternoon. And she actually blamed it on her baby. I said, oh, have you just been popping? And she went, no, baby. I was like, you're 3 years old and you're trying to deny the fact that you're farting. Like,
I love that. It's so funny.
And she was like, no.
It's so funny.
Like, genuinely, like, denying the fact that it was her.
Bless her, I love her, that's so cute. But yeah, I definitely have a toilet sense of humour as well, so if you're listening, keep the poo stories coming. We love a poo story. Oh my God. But yeah, I'm forever gonna envisage that hammock poo.
I know, I can't unsee it now.
No, I know, so funny. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on. It's been really lovely talking to you. It has been fun. And could you tell everyone where we can find you online?
You can find me at amylouisechris.x. I've had that since I was, well, I always had the .x. And you know, you're like, I'm too far into it to remove the .x now. Like, it's stuck.
Yeah. God, I tried to change my handle. I think it was like last year sometimes, just to my name. And it just, it didn't feel right. I've always been a little bit of Lottie.
I know,
and
I call you a little bit of Lottie.
I missed it. So yeah, it didn't last very long. I went back to a little bit of Lottie. Thank you so much for coming on.
No,
it has
been so
lovely
fun.
Talking to you, and we need to arrange a night out.
We do. We need to get dancing.
Let's go wild.
Mum's night
See
out.
You later.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. As always, could you please subscribe, download, and leave a review? And I would absolutely love it if you could share my podcast with your friends. I'll see you for the next episode.